3JCA and 4ZLK.
ZLK, KA3JCA.
Just wanted to say good morning to you and Sally, and catch Sally before she goes to work. Hope she has a good day working and doesn't get caught in all that traffic down the hallway.
Unfortunately, she left early, being Friday. She walked down the hallway to fight that traffic early, but at least she's going to have a handicapped parking spot because her permit came in yesterday. Hi.
That's funny. All right, well, good. Maybe she'll get off a little early today.
It'd be nice. But she is enjoying the job. I guess the teacher told her yesterday that she wanted her to go live today, so I guess she's going to be a guinea pig for the rest of the class.
She'll do fine. Oh, that's good. What kind, are you able to say what kind of work it is?
It's entering applications for basically medical insurance and stuff like that. A lot of HIPAA stuff.
Familiar with that. My wife was a medical transcriptionist for years, and then it turned into medical editing with all the voice recognition software. And basically, she worked herself out of a job because once they trained the computers for the different doctors and their accents and the way they spoke the language, then it all got sent overseas once it was about 90% proficient.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. Oh, I was going to tell you yesterday when you guys were talking, I like chicken livers.
I didn't like them. Only somebody kind of strange would not like chicken livers.
Does this person talk right? They, I guess, Spinks or Spinks sells them?
That's correct. That's what Keith down there in Seneca said. I haven't looked. I have a Sphinx that I stop at every once in a while and get a cup of coffee. I might check him out next time, but I was kind of hoping Patrick would hear my little comment there, but maybe he's not listening.
Friday, I think he's at home.
I think I heard him on this morning. Might have been talking to you. I turned off. I just got a text from him. He said he heard me. That's good. That's funny. I'm glad he heard me. Oh, well, I heard you guys briefly this morning, but when I first got up.
But me, because if it was and I was sleep talking, I actually slept in this morning. Sally pulled a fast one on me. We talked to our friends in Colorado last night through Messenger video, and she's like, Richard, can you turn the radio down, the volume? And I did. Well, I forgot to turn it up, so needless to say, I didn't hear the 5:30 crew this morning.
You can jump on there and start talking, throwing out your call in the middle of a conversation. I've done that before, had the volume down and didn't realize it, and I keyed up on somebody.
To check and see if I can do that for the analog, I know I can. I have beeps that tell me when the channel's clear for DMR, and of course you can set it so that it won't transmit over somebody, which is nice. KA3JCA.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure if this radio does that or not. I know one of the little Bofang handhelds does that. But I haven't even looked at this one to see if it will.
You're on now, Shane.
Zoo 2900 mobile unit.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that one. I have quite a few previous Yaesu products. I have some ICOM stuff. I have some Kenwood stuff. And then here lately, my newest venture is Anytone.
Experience was a Kenwood, and I have a couple of those, and then the Yaesus. I've been pleased with both of those, and I got that little Bofang, which is, it works. It's a great little radio, I guess, for the price. But this is the Yaesu doesn't make this one anymore. They replaced it with the 2980. It's a real heavy-duty mil-spec radio with a big heat sink on it, so it doesn't have a fan. It does 75 watts, high power. It's got 4 power settings. I've had it several years in my personal vehicle, in a couple different vehicles, and it's a really good radio.
It's strictly 2 meters there, or is that 2 meters 440?
2 meter. When I bought it, I think I paid $109 or $129 for it, which the $29.80, I've seen it on last year, maybe 2 years ago, I saw it for $139 or $149 on sale. I think it goes for $179 now. It was a very inexpensive way to get a really good radio and get into the 2 meter.
Okay, somebody else wants to jump in, but yeah, that's what I did when I first got in. I got some of the entry level Yaesu. I bought a separate UHF one and a separate 2 meter one. Had them in the car. Then I bought a Kenwood dual band. That was nice because I liked it because it had the crossband repeat function. So I had that, and then I bought a 6 meter radio. And then I'm thinking, God, I got too many radios in the car, no room to sit in the front seat almost. So I broke down and I got myself an ICOM 706 Mark IIG, which I actually loved. I mean, I put a screwdriver antenna on there, and I had a dual band and a 6 meter antenna, and I mean, it was awesome.
With that radio, but I have heard people talk about it, and they seem very pleased with it. Before I forget, Patrick asked me to tell you and Sally hello and wish you a good day. So he can hear us on the handy talkie, he just can't get in.
Cool. I understand his predicament there. Well, you guys were talking about some other kind of food too yesterday, and I heard it and I was going to mention it today, and I knew it. I should have written it down because I forgot, but I meant to, if Patrick, since he can hear us, he'll have to know that them egg salad sandwiches with a slice of tomato and a couple of slices of crisp bacon on there, they were fantastic. And that second one went down even better.
You carried that conversation on with Keith down there in Seneca. And by the time I got home, my stomach was growling. I don't think I've ever been so hungry getting home like that. I certainly enjoyed the food I ate. It wasn't what we talked about, but it was still delicious.
Travels take you over there anywhere near that new Lewis barbecue? You remember that one guy was in business for 37 years and he closed down finally, and another company bought it, and they just opened up, I think, yesterday or the day before, and he was like the first customer, but apparently that place is now open.
Tell me where it is or give me an idea. I'm not familiar with it.
Over there near Traveler's Rest in Wade Hampton. I may be wrong. I'm going to have to look it up. But it was, wasn't it called Tommy's or something like that before? But now it's called Lewis's Barbecue.
House, I bet that's what you're talking about.
Was in business for 36 years or something, and he actually, he didn't go out of business, he just closed down. It's over there, 214 Rutherford 10th Street in Greenville.
Yeah, I've eaten there several times through the years. I don't go there now, I'm not in that area. I could probably make it work, there would be no place to park the tractor. But yes, I have eaten there, and I knew he had closed down. He'd been a staple in Greenville for a long time. He had some really good breakfast.
Telling Sally that we need to go over there for breakfast one day. And, of course, just the last 2 years in and out of the hospital and my health, we never made it. And then last year, I think, he decided to close up business and sell. But that new place opened up, I think it was yesterday or the day before, but I definitely want to try that. I love barbecue.
I hadn't paid attention that there was somebody else opening up a restaurant there. I'm glad to see that because I hate to see a place close down that's been there for a long time and then the building just sit empty. So I wish him all the best. And yeah, barbecue, I love barbecue too.
Okay, 3JCA in the group.
Yeah, good morning. It's 4QNV Brian here. Yeah, I was taking my three-year-old grandson home last evening, and when I've got a grandchild. child in the car. I don't talk on the radio, but so I was listening, and then I got listening, and then I got hungry. I hadn't heard about the putting bacon on egg salad, but it sounds like a good idea. I have bacon and eggs quite a bit, so it was interesting. Yeah, it's Tommy's Ham House. That's Tommy Richardson. He's I've known him for a number of years. Just to say hello to. He's a really good guy. His son is the same way.
Here. Good morning. I think you said your name was Brian, and I didn't quite catch the call. The name here is, excuse me, the name here is Shane, N4ZLK. And you're welcome for us talking about food last night. I don't know how we got on it, but here we are again. But boy, I was hungry when I got home. Go ahead and give me your call again, and then turn it over to Richard, N4ZLK.
Roger, it's N4QNV, Quebec, November, Victor, and correct, that's Brian. Yeah, I was chuckling in the car on the way. I didn't get on the air again. Like I said, I don't talk on the radio when I got a grandchild in the car, but I was cracking up as I was getting hungry.
I'm glad I could make everybody's taste buds there, water there. I won't proclaim to be a chef slash baker, but I had taken some culinary classes when I lived in Florida, and I love to experiment, so I'll take sandwiches, and, you know, I'm thinking, like, what looks good on it. So I've been known to take, like, a slice of raw onions or tomato or bacon or avocado, and then throw it on there, and one day I might toast the bread, and one day I may not. So, but I like to experiment. KA3JCA in the group.
Okay. Yeah, my wife, when she makes egg salad, she puts a little dill in there and cuts up some pickles and a little bit of onion. Oh, my goodness. Here, I'm getting hungry again.
Fortunately, at this point, I'm going to pick up my grandson. So I've already eaten breakfast, so I'm not hungry this morning. But I was hungry and hungrier by the time I took him home last night.
Well, you travel safe there, especially with that precious cargo in the car there. I don't have any grandchildren as of yet. My daughter's 27, still living at home. But again, at the same time, I wish we had grandkids so I could spoil them and give them back to her. But then I'm kind of glad that we don't right now with my health. So, it was a pleasure talking to you. Please jump in anytime. I understand that when the kids are in the car that you don't transmit, but and so forth. So I'll let Shane say his 73s, and we'll catch you later on the logbook, sir. KA3JCA in the group.
I think you might be stepping out, and yeah, you can jump in anytime. And I think I've heard you a couple times before, but I've never officially talked to you. So enjoyed it this morning. Nice to make your acquaintance. N4QNV, I believe. You have a good day, and I'll be in the car for a little bit longer. N4ZLK, go ahead.
Yeah, good to chat with you again. N4QNV, Brian. See, ZLK and KA3JCA, if I got that right. My memory isn't as good as it once was. So, anyway, part way here to pick up my grandson. So I've got him for the day. It's the best job I have ever had, and you get paid in grins and hugs. You guys enjoy the rest of your day. I'm going to be cutting off the pretty soon, so I'll say have a good one and talk to you later. This is N4QNV.
Brian, and if you're around tonight at 9 o'clock, the club net is every night at 9 p.m., and tonight I'm going to pick up a net control station for the first time in about 2 or 3 years. I used to do it before, but I'm going to call the net tonight. So please check in if you're available. KA3JC, back to you, Shane.
Enjoy those grandbabies. We have two and another one on the way in January, and there's nothing like it. Should have done it first. Should have had grandbabies first. But anyway, Richard, did you used to call the Blue Ridge net? couple of years ago.
Back when Robert was the, I guess, net manager and so forth, Sally and I both used to call the net. One week I would do it, and the next week she'd do it, and then it became a contest to see who could get the most check-ins, and she always seemed to win.
Probably heard you guys. I remember Robert very well. I joined his Friday night little flat he would do. But I don't really remember hearing you guys. I thought, you know, when I met you a few weeks ago, I thought that was the first time I'd ever heard you. But I was working nights at that time, too, which I had the radio in the truck, and I tried to check into the net. I just must have missed it somehow, or maybe it wasn't at the same time.
Everything you said, I think there was a double. With the other station, go ahead, KA3JCA.
Roger, that was me just walking all over Shane. I'm sorry about that. But what I was saying is that net control is not something I can do because of my hearing. I got some hearing loss, and I'm fighting having to get hearing aids. I just don't like the idea. When I found out they're not even water resistant, let alone waterproof, I'm not sure I want to be walking around with those things.
No, I'm not looking for net control operators. I just was saying if you're there, the net's every night at 9 p.m., please check in with us. And if you can't check in, the website for the club has a pre-check-in where you can enter your name and call sign and check in even though you're not there. That's a feature they started.
I just not the expressway, so I'll type. Yeah, I occasionally check into the net, especially the Wednesday night net with KI4 or DOS. Get part and listen to the SWAT net. But anyway, have a good one. I'll talk to you later. This is N4QNV.
73K3JCA. And Shane, I heard everything you said, so you don't need to say it again there, but alrighty, back to you, Shane, KA3JCA.
Have a good day. N4QNV, N4ZLK. And Richard, I have a question about the net. I heard somebody mention not long ago that the more check-ins you have, it kind of, if the frequency is being used and they, you know, they turn in, I don't know who they turn in the number of check-ins to. I don't even know if this is what happens, but does it help with making sure the frequencies keep, you know, they're allocated? Does it help if we have check-ins, or is it just something for the club, you know, for their records? And Or is there something with the FCC or with the ham radio frequency allocations and all that? Does it help to have check-ins?
We're saying something about it helps to have check-ins, and that it basically lets people know that the repeater frequency is definitely in use. And so forth like that. I know that the net manager consolidates the number of check-ins for the whole month, and I think he sends that to, like, a section manager or something like that, but I'm not sure any further with that because I never went higher up than basically just being a net controller.
I was interested in that. I'd never really thought about it and hadn't heard anything to that effect, but I do know that, probably 20 years ago, maybe 25, that the company I worked for was able to lobby to get part of the 220 band and took some of it away from the amateur radio. It wasn't specifically just for our company, but the argument was made that it wasn't being used, and therefore the amateurs didn't need it as wide of the bandwidth as they had. So I know there's people out there ready to grab it if they can.
Venture to say that I do know that there are people that have had repeaters that'll get a repeater and get a repeater pair and either put a repeater on but never really use it, you never hear it, or they try to set it as private, but the usage is not there. And so what happens, I know when people try to get pairs, because at one point it became so congested you couldn't even get a repeater pair very close to, you know, it was so hard trying to find a pair, especially like maybe let's say like Columbia or Charlotte or Atlanta, when you have all these repeaters pop up. They didn't want any kind of interference, but then they started adding PL tones to the units where you had to have an encode. And I don't know, I don't think they require you to have a decode now. I mean, I know the repeater here at Parrish Mountain and Caesarhead don't have PL tones, but eventually down the road, if it were to get so congested, the frequency coordinators might require stations to start putting PL tones on them, KA3JZA.
Okay. I'm pretty sure I've heard this, that this repeater actually has a down link code that you can program your radio to. It's not required, but it weeds out anything else. Any other, because there is a repeater up in Tennessee, I believe, that comes in every once in a while. So if you don't want that interference, you can set that code on your radio, and it will only pick up ours.
Yeah, that's true. And then, you know, the people that do that, you know, they may not hear the interference, but the other people on the radio that don't have it do hear it. So it's a never-win situation, but that's what happens with propagation.
KV2HXS.
And 4ZLK.
Oh, the question is, does it have a New York accent filter?
On that.
Did I blow everybody off the repeater?
Weird, but we've been working on it, but right now I use my little red button.
What is that, the off button?
But that is on this radio.
Man, you funny man.
Hey, that's what color mine is. It's red, too.
I'm up to about the 3 tall area, and then it stops.
Oh, goodness. All right. I feel a little bit taken aback about that. I guess I got to change my call to a 4 call.
Where I thought I would just walk in there a little bit. But no, I enjoy talking to you, Dave. I wouldn't know what to do without you.
A better day. Go ahead. I'm sorry, the other station, I forget your name. KB2HX says Dave here. Go ahead, pick it up, please.
Dave, I'm still having trouble keeping track of all the Daves on the radio, and now I'm having also to keep track of all the Richards or Riches on the radio. So the name is Richard, and the call is Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha. I'm from the Delaware area. That's where I got my 3 call.
Okay, so Shane will talk to you, because that's where his radio will go to, but he won't talk to me. I got it. Okay. All right. I got you.
Grew up in Delaware. I was born in Delaware and grew up there. I kind of got to keep with that, you know. It wouldn't go over well at home if I didn't talk to somebody from Delaware. And Dave, also, if you don't know somebody's name on this repeater, I was going to say the same thing. If you just guess Dave or Richard, you have a good chance of being right.
Okay. I'll try that one day and see what kind of response I get. Gentlemen, you carry on. I'm getting close to my destination here. I got a couple things I got to do. I'm trying to be done early today.
Three, sir. KA3JCA.
For your day, I hope you do get done early. It was nice to talk to you this morning. And 4ZLK.
KB2HXS is going to be just listening out.
New York accent, KB2HXS. So I'll have to keep track of that one.
It is. Long Island.
Into that Long Island.
Good.
Always enjoy talking to them. It's fun when you can pick on each other a little bit.
I thought you picked on guitars, KB4CBA.
Good morning, Dave. There's another one. Yeah, you do pick on guitars, but those of us who can't, we pick on other things.
Jane, and the egg salad was awesome.
KA4JCA is in the group. She took a quick break and heard just, so she wanted to come say hi. KA3JCA.
Good to hear you this morning. I hope you have a wonderful day at work.
You too.
to hear you this morning. N4 is at LK.
CA with K through JCA, okay. And good morning, Dave.
And excuse me, I can't even talk this morning. Good morning to everybody. I don't know that I've talked to Sally. If I have, maybe we have Sally. I just don't remember it. That would be a... that could be a real possibility. But anyway, hope everybody's having a good morning. I'm no surprise. I'm going out to hit a tennis ball, so probably more than one. But anyway, that's where I'm headed.
That's as the old commercial said.
And there, Dave, is it getting any better there after they drain that fluid there? KA3JCA.
I'm surprised you remember. I'm trying to forget, but yeah, it is doing better. It still hurts just a teeny bit, but I think that's the arthritic part. And even though, you know, you don't see anything on the X-ray, there is. Anyway, there's a teeny bit of difference between the left knee and the right knee. But I guess the short answer is, yeah, it's doing better. I'm wearing one of these elastic things on it it gives a little more strength, and so it feels better after I play tennis. So I'm going to continue to wear it for a while.
Is that okay? Well, I'm glad it's doing better, Dave. Obviously, I've heard you playing tennis, or going to tennis, so I knew it was good enough to do that.
I don't have to worry about it now because I don't have the leg anymore, but when I was younger and I was in the military, I worked part-time in the evening for a company called Service Master, and we used to clean, like, dental offices and hospitals and go in and strip the floors and, you know, with those big, heavy 220 rotor buffers. But one day, one got away from me and slammed my knee right into the wall. And for the longest time, I had to wear one of those knee braces with the little metal rods going down the left and the right side. But I remember having fluid drawn off my knee, so I know what it was like, Dave, KA3JCA.
Pretty bad. It was 75 cc's, which is a good bit of fluid. He said the record for him was 120, but so I wasn't even close, but it was more fluid than I've ever had drawn off before. And when he got down to the, it doesn't hurt until he gets down to the last part, and I think it's more like, you know, they're just making sure they're getting everything out, and I think it's, yeah, they're actually just pulling the air out of that pocket where the fluid is, and it collapses, and that's what hurts. But anyway, and man, he had to change syringes, and because he filled up one, and he had to leave the needle in there, and oh, it was just. And another guy was holding my leg down so I wouldn't move. And I was in excruciating pain. I mean, I was about to come off the table. It was so bad.
Reminded why I like talking about food on the repeater and 4ZLK.
Oh, it's a tastier subject food is. So, well, Shane, you definitely have to let me know if you try them chicken livers because I may have to send Ashley up to Spinks and try some.
So, probably, maybe even today. I'll see. I might stop in and if I get some extra time. I'm right beside one pretty regularly, so if I have some extra time, I might swing in there and just get a little order and see how they are. I'm going to jump out of here, guys. I've enjoyed it. Richard, hope you and Sally have a good day. David, have a good day playing tennis, or a good morning playing tennis, and if I don't talk to either one of you, have a good weekend. I'm going to try to check into the net tonight, Richard. But if I don't make it, I hope it goes well for you. I'm sure it will. I know you'll do a good job. K KA3JCA and KB4CBA, N4ZLK, 73.
73, KA3JCA, back to you, Dave.
Well, thanks, Alf, and have a good Friday, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to go to an indoor range with some high school buddies, and we're going to do some shooting about 2:30, and then I've got my youngest daughter's birthday party, so I got a pretty cool schedule today.
What range do you go to? Did you go to the one over here at the Palmetto Range there off of Woodruff, or you, is there one out there, I think, is it called Shooter's Choice or something?
The one right down the street is called Sharpshooters, right on Rose Road. And then there's one not too far from there on Poinsett Highway. The one I'm going to is on Asheville Highway. It's in near Bowling Springs, so it'll be a little bit of a trip for me, but I think that's kind of a central location for a guy, so I don't mind driving a little bit.
Okay, I'll have to look that one up. My wife and daughter and I all have our permits, and we used to shoot at the Palmetto Range, but the last year or so, with my health, I haven't been doing any shooting, but I need to get back out and do some target practice. KA3JCA, within 4CBA.
4CBA mobile. I think it's CNC or something like that, and I'm going to have to use Waze or one of the map things to get to it. I've got the address. But anyway, I've never been there, so it'll be a new experience for me. I just hope all the guys know how to handle a firearm.
I've seen so many episodes where you get people that don't keep the muzzle of the gun pointed downrange at all times, you know, it's crazy. You have the safety officer on there that's literally, he'll jump down your throat. I mean, it's all good intentions. I mean, he doesn't mean to come across that way, but, hey, safety's paramount.
And, you know, nobody wants an accidental discharge, but especially in close quarters like that, and they do have those steel plates, between you on each side, so for safety. So anyway, so I'm not too worried about it, but I think it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to shooting my Beretta 45. I haven't shot it a whole lot, well, mainly because of the ammo, but the ammo situation. But it's I found some at a gun store the other day, and I just bought a box of 45s because he had them in stock.
Yeah, I used to have a Beretta 92SF that was my 9mm. It was a military pistol, and I loved it to death, and I ended up selling it because I had some hard times several years ago, and I ended up I didn't want to pawn it, so I had a friend that his son really wanted it, and he bought it from me, so I knew it went to good hands there. But I have a Glock 40 caliber, and then I also have a 9mm Glock, and then we also have the Sally and Ashley have the 380.
That's good. 380s are really, they're compact and, you know, and easy to conceal, a lot easier than, a 9mm or a 45, but anyway, yeah, I've got a Taurus 9mm PT-92, and I shot it for a long time. I had a guy that was in, a buddy of mine that was in the Marine Corps, and he taught me how to reload, and he had all the equipment. I had to buy the die for it, but other than that, he had everything, and, you know, we went to the gun show and bought some powder and some a full metal jacket, bullets, and primers, and then I worked for the county at the time. I was working on the police cars and ambulances, and one of the deputies, I was talking to him one day, and he said, well, I'll get you some brass, and he came in one day with a Ziploc bag. It was a gallon Ziploc bag, and it was crammed full of 9mm brass. They were using the 9mm back then.
When I was younger, I worked for the police department. We had our own indoor shooting range downstairs, and I used to buy the like 1,000 rounds of ammo in the little ammo cans of 9mm and so forth like that. And then when some of the new stricter range controls for EPA came out, they shut our range down to go in and like clean it out. But in the meantime, they actually switched to the it's an electronic target where you have a screen and a projection, and you have a special gun with the light sensors on it, and the screen, the way the screen is. So it was kind of neat switching to that for a while. It took them about a year and a half, 2 years to get the range rebuilt.
The police department was this?
Police up in Delaware.
I was just saying, my father-in-law worked for the city. He was a captain of detectives for 28 years, and he was with the city for 33 years, and when he retired in 1990, and he's passed away 10 years ago, but anyway, really miss him, but he was a great guy, I tell you. He was a cop's cop, and a lot of the bad guys that knew him that were, you know, they were just doing, like, I would call them small crimes, I guess. Like drugs. Not that that's a insignificant crime, but anyway, people like that, they would only turn themselves in to my father-in-law because they knew that he'd give them a fair shake, and you know, they knew him, and he had a reputation for that. So I was real proud of the work he did there with the city, Greenville.
What I can say is, amateur radio, you have a lot of people that are in it, and then, like, you know, you and I have an interest in guns, and there's a couple other people. I have my pilot's license, but I haven't flown in a while, and then I'm also in photography, and there's some people out here that fly model planes, so it's a one big happy family.
Yes, it is. There's so many hobbies to get into. I bought a RC plane, and it's got about a 5 foot or so wingspan, and it's got a Enya engine in it, and Enya 80, and I got it running, and I want to replace all the electronics in it though, because it's the old school stuff. It had it came with God, what is that? Shoot, I can't remember. Anyway, either 28 or 54 megahertz controller. I bought a new controller from Bill. He had one he wanted to sell, and it's really nice. And that's N4IQ. And in fact, I bought several things from Bill. And antennas and several things. But anyway, but I tell you, there's just so much you have to do to fly one of those planes. And I've still got a lot to do just to get this one to where it'll fly, where I can control it. Like I said, I got it running, but that's about, and it sounds great, man. I love it. But I just like, it runs on nitromethane. I love the old stuff.
Much into model plane flying, but once or twice. My dad used to do it. I used to watch him take the balsa wood and build the wings and the frame and everything, and then he'd coat it with that plastic Mylar stuff and then take a heat gun to it so it would shrink and so far like that, and then put everything together and put the fuel in it and go out there. And he had a special cradle that he had where the plane sits in, like a, almost like a shoebox that you have a shoe shine kit, and you took everything out and you connected the battery and you started to put the prop with your finger and pray that you didn't lose a finger. KA3JCA.
It'd be 4CPA. I was just dragging my feet there in case somebody wanted to jump in. Yeah, my dad and a buddy his bought a Piper Cub. You know, it's a kind of a balsa wood kit, and they bought a little Cox engine to put on the front of it. And I think it was like, it had like a 3.5-4 foot wingspan, and they painted it bright yellow. And it was a beautiful plane. I've got a picture of me when I was just a kid, and I was squatted down behind it, and they took a picture of it. And but anyway, so they didn't know anything about, and this was a free flight plane. They didn't have, or they couldn't afford the RC stuff. And heck, I don't even know if they had it back in, I guess they did back in the 60s. But anyway, so they were built in 85 then, and we got out onto, they were just grading it. It was dirt. And so Dad got out on a section of it somehow or another. And they filled that thing up with fuel and started it up, let it take off into the wind, and it just kept climbing and climbing and climbing. It went completely out of sight. We never saw that plane again.
Now, that, you know, those are amazing stories to think back in the 60s and stuff, you know. I was born in 59, I'll be 63 this year, but like I said, I don't think, they may have had remote control in those early years. My first experience with it was having the little handle and the two wings connect, two strings attached to the end of the wing that you could use to control the ailerons or the elevators up and down, you know, to make the plane go up and down. And then you stood there and prayed you didn't go get dizzy and doing that circle thing.
Remember those? I wanted one of those so bad. Oh, man. A friend of mine down the street had one, and he flew it one time when I was down there. And I think it was a Spitfire, you know, a body, and had the teeth on the side of it, you know. And but you had to go around in circles. And so, you know, it was kind of crazy. I'm glad they came out with RC, because that would have gotten old fast. But it was neat to see it flying, just to hear it running. I guess that's why I'm old school, because, you know, I guess I just want to kind of relive what my dad did. And he spent months on that plane building it, and then for it to fly off, they didn't know that you're supposed to turn the rudder a little bit and let it fly in a circle, you know, big circle, and that way you could, you know, locate it when it came down. So they missed that part, and they actually rented an airplane and got a pilot and he flew them around, and they thought maybe they'd see it in the tops of the trees because they knew it flew north. It followed, I mean, it just went straight north. So they were hoping they'd see it in the tops of some trees, but they never did find it.
Pause there and see if anybody else wanted to use it there. I tell you what, those are the old days. They really are. I was on Facebook the other day and I was reading something, and you know, like nowadays everybody has either a cell phone or an iPad or PlayStation, or you know, we used to go outside and play. We used to go outside, we'd do our homework and go play until dark. You know, you go outside and play hide and seek, you know. None of this sitting in front of the TV or electronic device or whatever, you know. So I miss those days.
Talking talking with you, reminiscing and all that, and how far has ham radio come since back then? Back then you built your radio, and now it's difficult to work on them, almost impossible, unless it's something simple, at least simple for me. But anyway, but I'm not complaining because I love them. I tell you, they make some good products that last for years if you get a good one. So anyway, but you take care, and I'll talk to you later. 73s, I'll stick around for your final KB4CBA.
73 and so forth. Yeah, we'll pick it up next time. On the radios, I remember when you can buy a service manual for your radio. Now with all the service mount technology, it's hard to get a service manual when you buy your radio. So, all right, sir, 73s, enjoy your game of tennis. Have a wonderful day. I hope you win there. And we'll talk to you later on, sir. KB4CBA, KA3JCA.
Just to let you know, I forgot to tell you, I'm listening to you on the input. I'm actually copying you better on the input here at the sports club on Congaree Road than I am on the repeater. So it was a little crackly on the repeater, but you're crystal clear on the input. Just thought I'd throw that out. KB4CBA.
That is, I actually bumped it up last night or yesterday to 50 watts. So, all righty. Yeah, I used to go to that sports club there. My wife loves that massage place inside there. So, and we used to enjoy the pool there. So, all right, Dave, 73s, KA3JCA.
All right, Richard, N40JC.
KA3JCA, good morning, sir.
David's in there talking. I just want to say good morning to you. Hope you have a good day today. I got to jump back down. I'm upstairs now. I got to go back downstairs. Grab a cup of coffee, I hope, in a minute. And hope my wife's getting it fixed for me. And wake up a little bit. This is about my usually waking up time now. I don't usually get up until a little bit after 8. I don't go to bed after midnight, though. But, yeah, I was listening to you guys talk about all the old games and stuff, and I was born in 51, so a lot of those things I remember, too. We did a lot of them. But, anyway, listen, Richard, I'll catch you a little bit later. I'm going to run down and have my coffee and maybe catch you in an hour or so. Again, hope you have a good day today. And good talking to you. N40JC, clear.
Because I'm getting ready to go back for my second cup also. N4DJC, KA3JCA.